Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 237. Forgiving Satan. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the second month, on the 19th day of the second month.
And another thing he said was, you have been through many hard things, and you will go through many more, some of which man will call unforgivable, but you must forgive. Loving and forgiving are the key to life. And he told me that I was to go back and to teach people about loving and forgiving, and that I would be put in many situations where that would be severely tested. He also said that it was not up to me who was to be forgiven and who was not, and that I was to just make every effort to forgive whatever my feelings were, and that the justice and the vengeance would be his.
Well, you had a lot to forgive, didn't you?
Oh, it got more. There was much more after this clinical death experience. There were a lot, many even worse things.
Well, I mean, in order to forgive, you there was a lot in your life that you just finished telling us about.
Yes.
There's a big mountain to forgive there.
Yes.
Dear Dan, since Angel Gabriel has joined us at home, we have developed the habit of praying together before I go to bed. I had the weekend off from work, so late Sunday morning, 16 February 2014, we gathered together for prayer. I usually don't hear what the angels pray because they pray silently most of the time, but I can tell if the Lord is leading me to start in prayer. So it was that as I prayed silently for a few things, the memory of a movie in Netflix and the thought of two scriptures occurred to me simultaneously. The movie title is Forgiving Dr. Mengele, and the scriptures are Love Your Enemies and Bless Those That Curse You. After seeking the Lord for a brief moment, I prayed out loud that the Lord would help me to forgive Satan and all of his resources. And then I prayed that the Lord would bless Satan and all of his resources. Not long after that, I went to sleep. I woke up Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. Just before and as I was waking, I had a dream. In this dream, I dreamed that I was at L26, hovering above the sidewalk about 30 feet on the north side of the road, almost at the main intersection. I saw, in the middle of the road, an evil spirit that had taken the form of a woman. She was hunched down on her hands and legs, and her posture was such that she reminded me of a hyena. Her mouth was opened in a terrible grimace, much larger than humanly possible, and revealed teeth that were two or three times the number of human teeth, and that were very, very sharp, like needles. She emanated a strong, evil presence, and was menacing all who even looked at her. Then I awoke, but I was in a weakened state that lasted for more than a day, until I woke up Monday evening to go to work. During the time between then and now, when I am writing this letter, Angel Gabe has been explaining the significance of the dream. We have been dealing with specific forces of hell designed to assault Christian marriages and also the relationships that Christians have with one another. This dream and what preceded it was part of the revelation and neutralization process of those forces. About a week before this dream, I was at a grocery store, G22, that is only about 2 blocks from where I was at in the dream. As we were entering, we met a couple from the home group of the church we have been attending. We began to greet one another, and as we spoke, I could see the husband start to tense up, and then he crossed his arms. I had difficulty in thinking clearly, and I couldn't remember their names. We spoke briefly, exchanging pleasantries, then parted. After we went into the store, I started to ask Gabe, "What the fuck was that all about?" "There is an evil spirit at the door put there by Satan," see footnote, "to do just what happened, interfere with relationships between Christians should they happen to cross paths at the doorway and attempt to greet one another," was his answer. So, back to the dream. By following the leading of the Holy Spirit and prayerfully executing the words of the Son Jesus to forgive and to bless, the ruling power, the dominatrix with the big teeth, that was in charge of the principality of that local area was revealed and then later removed by the faithful and being replaced by spirits of forgiveness and blessing. Forgiving and blessing are the two final actions in destroying all the works of the devil. Forgiveness is the broom. Blessing is the dustpan. Working together, they make a final clean sweep of an area, making ready for the king to move into his house. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Footnote. Before he was isolated.
The bravest man in the universe is the one who has forgiven first.
The bravest man in the universe.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
the bravest man in the universe.